The suspended head of European football, Michel Platini, has pulled out of the race to become the next FIFA president. He was banned from the game for 8 years last month because of corruption allegations over a payment he received from the former FIFA chief, Sepp Blatter, in 2011. Michel Platini says he's still determined to overturn the 8-year ban imposed by FIFA's ethics committee. In Paraguay, state prosecutors have raided the headquarters of CONMEBOL, South America's football confederation, as part of investigations into corruption. The prosecutors said they were searching for documents at the request of the United States, which is leading a bribery investigation. Here's Candace Peart.
Paraguayan prosecutors said they were searching for documents or information related to racketeering and money laundering. They said they were acting on a request from the United States, which is leading an investigation into the mis-selling of TV and marketing rights and associated corruption, particularly in Latin America. Last month, the president of CONMEBOL, the Paraguayan Juan Ángel Naput, was extradited to the United States to face charges there. Mr. Naput is accused of taking millions of dollars in bribes. He's pleaded not guilty.
You're listening to the latest world news coming to you from the BBC. French police have shot dead a man armed with a knife who was trying to attack a police station in Paris. Officials say he shouted Allahu Akbar, wore a fake suicide vest and carried materials in support of Islamic State militants. He's been identified from his fingerprints as a convicted thief of Moroccan origin. Our Paris correspondent is Hugh Schofield.
This was a lone figure, apparently, that maybe had a handful of accomplices, but pretty feeble. The most he could have expected to do was kill perhaps one police officer before being killed himself. He didn't succeed in any of that. But it is a reminder that jihadism and the terrorist threat comes in all guises, from the very big, grand coordinated attacks to this, which may just have been something which a lone figure cooked up by himself under the influence of all the propaganda coming out of Syria.
Gabon's Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang has been named African Footballer of the Year. Aubameyang, who plays for Borussia Dortmund in Germany, beat the Ivorian Yaya Touré, who was bidding to win the award for a fifth successive year. The manatee, a species of marine mammal which was at risk of extinction for many years, is to be moved from endangered to threatened status after officials in the United States decided that the population had recovered sufficiently. Manatees were put on the endangered list almost 50 years ago after overhunting and collisions with boats caused a drop in their numbers. The population has risen, though, to about 6,000. Scientists examining a 5,300-year-old frozen mummy have uncovered new information about the man's health before he was killed. Microbes from the stomach of Otzi the Iceman, whose corpse was found in the Italian Alps in 1991, revealed that he had bacterial infection that's still common today and which can cause stomach ulcers. The research team said the strain of the Helicobacter pylori bacteria could provide clues about patterns of human migration. BBC News.